puke. Thinking I had the world by the tail. I got into an altercation in New Iberia, Louisiana. And they looked at me, they said, who do you think you are, college puke boy? Ah! Stinkin' Yankee from the Bronx. We'll teach you some respect down here. Well, I knew they'd eat me alive in that stinking bayou jail. I knew full well there's no way I was going to make it. That they were just looking for a chance. Well, I wasn't going to be their cool hand, Luke, I'll tell you that. I waited for my chance. The guard with the mirrored sunglasses and the shotgun. His attention was distracted. I got a running start. I pulled my seal sucker up over my head. I hit that window and I was running. I mean, I was running as fast as I've ever run in my life. I dove into that bayou. I didn't care that the water was scum covered. I didn't care there might have been gators and snakes in there, man. I held my breath and I swam underwater. But then I heard the sound that makes any escaped prisoner in Louisiana's blood run cold. Sound of the dog! I think they're taking out the dog! I can hear him starting up that flat-bottom John boat. They can follow my trail through the pond, scum. And they knew I could hear them, because the sound really travels in the swamp, and they were yelling, hey, city boy! We know you're out here in the swamp, boy! We got the dogs. Don't you want to get that city boy? Hey, Blue. You want a piece of that city boy, don't you? He said, listen to him, city boy. That's the dog that's going to be chewing on your doodad. Listen, you come over here now. But no, I swam on. Finally, I ran out of bayou and I had to hit the hard ground. I started running, brambles just ripping at my face. I knew when the guards got to the hard ground because the dog picked up my scent right away. Yeah, he led the charge. A bunch of other dogs started. Well, I knew if I could make it to State Road 99. I'd meet up with Estelle. Because I told them when they took me down to the infirmary, I was going to make good my escape. And sure enough, I got to State Road 99. There was Estelle. She said, honey, I brought you some change of clothing you can change. I said, it won't do any good. They got my scent. She said, there's roadblocks up ahead. We can't take the car. I said, I know there's roadblocks. I escaped. That's why there's roadblocks. We got to go through the woods. But we got to do something about them damn dogs. I got an idea. Drop trowel. She said, what? I said, just drop trowel, Estelle, would you? And I tied a length of twine around her ankles. And I dragged her behind me as I walked through the woods. I just dragged her nasty behind along the ground, and I tell you what, when them dogs hit that scent, it was like, I could hear the guard saying, come on, boy, get it! But that dog just buried his face in his paws, tears running down his cheeks. He said, what's the matter with you, boy? What's the matter with you, boy? I'm gonna turn you into a glue factory. I can't believe it. Yeah, I tell you what, and so I escaped, and I tell you what, when we got on that bus and we were headed back to the Bronx, I said, Estelle, I'm going to get you a nice hotel room, and I'm going to bury my face. She smiled, and she blushed a little bit. She said, well, I thought you didn't like to do that. I said, well, I don't, Estelle, but I got new respect for that thing. I'll tell you what.
Changing the way we...